Like I say, good afternoon, everyone. We're very thankful to have each and every person on the call, especially those who may not be members of the Church of Christ. You are very honored guests on the call today. And to those of our brothers and sisters across the nation who may be joining us, you too are welcome to our call. We pray if you're on the call, you have not been baptized for the remission of your sins, not a member of the Church of Christ. But you remember that Jesus hung, bled, and died, suffered on the cross, shed his blood, and blood washed away your sins in baptism. That same blood purchased his church, his bride, his wife. She wears his name. It is the Church of Christ. So we welcome you to the call. We pray you obey for his everlasting eternity. It's too late. All right. This afternoon, for a few minutes, short lesson here. And I pray this lesson will help us as individual Christians or individuals who are on the call and as a congregation to know the blessing of peace that comes when Jesus is in our lives. And I'll tell this lesson, when Jesus is on the ship, when I'm talking about the ship, whatever you're going through in your life, Jesus needs to be in your life. He needs to be in your home. He needs to be in your personal life. He needs to be in your life in worship. So as a congregation, we got to keep Jesus on the ship. How do we keep Jesus on the ship? By doing his commands, keeping his commands, and keeping him in our lives. So I hope this will help you understand that peace can come, and the peace that we want is the peace that's past understanding, that peace that comes only from having the Lord in our lives. In Mark chapter 4, that's where we're going to be at this afternoon for a few minutes. In Mark chapter 4, in verse 35, we'll start there and launch this lesson. Bible says, in the same day when evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitudes, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. Let's see the scene here. The scene is set up where Jesus is in a ship with his disciples. And they're passing over the Sea of Galilee. He's going over for rest and relaxation. Now, to understand the situation they're in, the men that they were with him were men that had seen Jesus do many things. They had seen him cast out unclean spirits. They had seen him heal Peter's mother-in-law. They saw him heal a leper, heal a paralyzed man. They saw all kind of miracles that Jesus had been doing in their presence. However, they're getting ready to witness something they had never seen before. What's going on here? What's going on is Jesus is helping them develop their faith. And when you got the Lord on your ship, you got to believe that God can handle any situation that you find yourself in. Your faith, our faith, must be in him, that he's able to handle any storm that comes into our life. The Bible said there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. I want you to go back to verse 36. Remember that this was the ship Jesus was on, but the Bible said there was other little ships. Pay attention. This was not a normal storm coming upon them. The Bible said there was a great storm of the wind. Think about how we are to relate to the disciples. Thunderstorms come and go around us in this life. I'm trying to make an application here. But then you have the hurricanes that are much bigger, stronger winds and more powerful than just a regular storm of thunderstorms. So these men were fishermen. And this storm made them nervous. This storm was big. Wind was blowing. Waves were beating up on the ship. And the water was coming into the ship. I think all of us would be concerned as these men were. The Bible says the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now force of waters coming into the ship. And don't forget, there were other little ships. So if the big ship is being tossed about and waters going up on the big ship, imagine what the little ships are going through. Imagine what the people on the little ships are experiencing. And I think we can relate. Let me make an application of that. All of us need to remember, first as a congregation, when the congregation is going through storms, everyone is affected, the least to the greatest. All of us affected in your life. But here's the important thing. If Jesus is on the ship, and we keep him on the ship by teaching the truth, staying with his doctrine, the truth, when Jesus is on the ship, our hearts, everything will be all right. We just got to stay with the Lord and do it the way the Lord said do it, and trust God to get us through any storm that we face. I would say there's not a congregation of churches of Christ that have not experienced storms. You can't run from storms. Storms are going to come. Something's coming to try to break the peace. And then in our lives, remember, when you're going through things in your lives, you're going through sicknesses, a husband or wife, remember that the children are going through it with you. If you're going through situations in your marriage, the children, the little ships, are going to get affected in your home. And this is something we all got to remember, that when we're going through a storm, there are a lot of other people in our lives got to deal with the storm with you. And some of them is going to be greater on them, a greater degree of a storm, like the little ships are feeling much more than the big ship. And that's the application I want to make. That you got to keep Jesus on your ship. And you got to have Jesus in the ship of your children. The little ships got to have the Lord. This is how we do it in our lives. That we keep the Lord in our lives. That people around us and in our families and loved ones will be blessed because Jesus is on our ship. We got to keep Jesus on the ship. And I think each of you probably can think back the time when you were sick, or maybe you were shut in, maybe you were going through some things, and you look back and you see how much it affected the people in your life. But God got you through. He brought you through. He took care of you. He watched over you. He took care of your kids. He took care of your family because you kept Jesus on your ship. It was good to hear Brother Nate Pollard today on the call praying. Appreciate that. So good to hear his voice. And he comes to mind when I think about that. Some of the things he went through, not only him, many have gone through very severe illnesses, but God brought him through. But remember, his wife went through it. His children went through it. Just like all of us, whatever you go through in your life, your children and your family went through it with you. We lose loved ones. Everyone is affected. That loved one. Everyone needs Jesus in their ship. So it's important for all of us to remember, if Jesus is on our ship, he's going to bless the little ships. And that's what I'm trying to get us to see. Take care of your family. Keep them involved in the church. Keep them involved in learning about the Lord and letting them know how good God can be. And remember, the storms are going to come. Some storms will come when you least expect it. Once you launch from shore, the shore of life, and start living life in this life, living in this life, there will be some peace, some calm seas to roll through. That's when good things are going on. Good things are coming. Good things are happening in your life. You need Jesus on your ship when everything is at peace. You need Jesus on your ship when things are starting to blow. When the winds are becoming turbulent, you know things are not going good for you. Things are getting turbulent. The winds are getting hot in your life. Trouble is, and you get a phone call, or you know you're going through something, and all of a sudden your peace has been disturbed. And that happens when we get news that of a loved one, or someone being sick, or someone we lost in our life. Things were going good. What are you saying, Brother Brooke? Jesus needs to be on your ship when things are going good, because the storm is going to come. Brother, sister, there's no way around the storms of life. We only have storms. They're coming. And some of them are going to be little thunderstorms, and then you're going to have the hurricanes. And that's life. Now, as a congregation, we will have little storms that we beat, but then we will have the big ones. We're going to have the hurricanes. We've got to go through them. There's a reason, for these things that happened at this time for his apostles, that his disciples. Now, look at verse 38. And he was in the, talking about Jesus, he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow. And they awake him, and they say unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? Now, this was late in the evening, possibly dark. Jesus was asleep, resting. Don't you know, even though he was asleep, he knew the storm was going to come. Jesus was God. So they go and wake him up. And they said, Master, you don't care if we're going to perish in this storm? And many of these men were fishermen. So this storm had to be bad enough for them. They thought their lives was in danger. But my question is, why didn't they remember who was on the ship with them? Sometimes we forget during the storms that the Lord is still there. The Lord is still there. There was an issue here that Jesus would have to deal with, and that would be the faith of the disciples. See, just like some of us, when storms of life start to blow in our lives, because our faith is not strong as it needs to be, we are lacking, and we have not developed our faith to a point where we can remain calm during the storm. And they were not able to do that. So this is a test of their faith. It's a faith building lesson here that Jesus is going to teach them. And in our lives, we got to measure our faith. When things come, it's so easy to get so worried that you think of the worst. That's one thing Brother Stroud taught us all the way lately. But when we worry, the problem with worry is when we think the worst outcome. Should we be concerned? Yes. But there, even in the worst of situations, when we got Jesus on our ship and our faith is in him, we can say everything will be all right. One way or the other, everything is going to be all right. Why? Because God can send us peace that's past understanding. When we're going through things, and we know we're going through things, the Lord is on your ship. And when Jesus is in your life, things are going to be all right. Things are going to come. Storms are going to come. But you got to know, do Jesus care if they perish? Absolutely. He cared about their well-being. Do he care about us? Yes. He cares about us. And so we ask, do you care, Lord? And they ask, don't care, we go perish. Watch what Jesus do. God didn't answer him. The Bible tells us that when he arose, he got up, obviously, from his sleep. And he rebuked the wind. And he talked to the wind. And he said, stop it, basically. Peace, be still. And the Bible records that upon his command, the wind ceased. And there was not just a normal calm. Look what the Bible says. There was a great calm. It was the power of the Son of God. How Jesus, when he's on your ship of life, that things are going bad, or things are being or troubling, or trying you and testing you, Jesus can put a cease to it. He can stop the storm. He can slow it down. Or he can calm it all the way. He's God. He has the ability. My question is he on your ship? Is he in your life? Is he with you when you go to the doctor? Is he in your marriage? Is he with you in your home? Do you allow Jesus? Do you trust him? When you know there's a sickness that only God can deal with. And this lesson is good for me. You never know what you're going to go through. But here's the thing. When you got Jesus in your life, when you got him on your ship, he has the power to say to your storm, peace be still. The wind, the sea, obeyed his commands. The sea, the winds understood the command of the Lord. And they didn't just do a normal calm. The Bible says it was a great calm. And now, you got to be the disciples on the ship. So they just witnessed a development effort by Jesus to develop their faith. Obviously, after seeing him heal all these people, do all the things, they had seen all that. But how soon they forgot who the master was. How soon did they forget? I mean, we've seen in our lives how many times God has intervened. God has done this over and over and over. He's blessed us over and over and over. He's brought us through storms, over and over and over. Now, they physically saw it with their eyes. Ours, we walk by faith, not by sight. So they just physically, with their eyes, witnessed the obedience of the wind and the sea to the command of Jesus. So now, Jesus, after he turned around after talking to the wind and sea, and he deals directly with his disciples. And notice what he asked them, and ask yourself the question, if Jesus would have asked you. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? Why are you so fearful? And then he tells them what the problem is. How is it? Jesus said, you have no faith. That's zero. They had seen all these great miracles here. And Jesus said, y'all have no faith. How many of you on the call have Jesus on your ship, but yet your faith is not in him? How is it that you have no faith? Well, I can tell you what's going on. Jesus knows their development. And let's remember, it takes spending time with the Lord to develop faith. What are you saying, Brother Bridget? I talked about this morning, sermon. We have to spend time in the Word. We have to spend time listening to the Word, being taught the Word. We have to study the Word to show ourselves approved. Faith building don't happen just by you believe it. It has to happen through a development from the Word of God. Let's remember that if you're not spending the time you need with the Lord, the time you need in studying, the time you need in fellowshipping with other saints, being on the call, being at the bill, wherever way you can get it, get it. You need all you can get. You need all you can get Now, I want to just say this to everybody. Remember, even if you want to call God, know your heart, you know what you're doing, but if you're not able to get to the building, you're not able this time, you got other things going on, brother, but simply saying, don't miss the call. Don't just get on there anyway. Get on the call. Do what you got to do to get the word, because what's going to happen, your faith is going to grow stronger. You're going to get stronger, because even as you grow in the Lord, it's what's required, even to grow in the Lord, we're trying to say, what's required is that you get as much as the word of God in you, learn of your Lord, and you do whatever you got to do to get that information. So I'm saying to everybody on the call, Brother Brooks, don't want nobody to think I'm busting down. You do what you got to do. If the call is where you got to be at, that's where you got to be at. But remember, these men saw all these things happening to them. But they had, Jesus said, no, see, all this I done, and you have no faith. Let me ask you a question. Is Jesus on your ship? Do you have faith? Do you have the faith that God is with you, that Jesus is in your life? Because if you do, you can weather any storm. Because you know Jesus has the power to say, peace, be still. And notice what happened there in verse 41 as I try to get close here. They feared exceedingly. Now they fear another reason. They said, man, what manner of man is this? Y'all see him heal people and do all these other things. But when the nature started responding to him, when the wind responded, these apostles and disciples had not seen the wind and the seas obey him. This was irresistible proof that God was on that ship with him. And when God is on the ship, God is in control, y'all, of everything that goes on in nature. Nahum chapter 1, Old Testament, verse 3. Nahum chapter 1, verse 3. The Bible says, the Lord is slow to anger, great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea, make it dry, dried up the rivers, Bahar languish, Carmel, flowers of Lebanon languish. The mountains quake at him, the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world, watch what he said, and all that dwell therein, wind, stars, everything is in the power of God. So they asked the brother, man, is this? Here's what they had. Here's who they had on the ship with. It was Christ, the Son of the living God. This was God who was there in the beginning when he said, let us make men. The us there is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So the one who said, let there be light, he was on the ship. The one who divided the light from darkness, he was on that ship with him. The one who called dry land earth and gathered together all the waters called the seas, he was on that ship. The one who had made the two great lights, the greater light that ruled the day, and the lesser light that ruled the night, the sun and the moon, he was on the ship. The one who created great whales and living creatures, he was on the ship. The one who parted the Red Sea for Moses was on the ship. The one who was there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went through the storm of the furnace, God was there. the one who was with Daniel in the lion's den, he was there. So what is the lesson about this evening? It's a faith-building lesson. And I know somebody on this call needs it. Somebody is going through some storms in your life. Perhaps many of us are going through. We go through storms of life. Things are going good. We'll get information that we didn't want to hear. We'll see things that we didn't want to see. We'll experience problems that we didn't want to deal with. But here's what you got to remember. That's going to happen with or without God. But when Jesus is on the ship at our eyes, he can always say, peace be still. When Jesus is in your personal life and you're living for him and you're receiving with meekness his word and you're studying, you're growing, Jesus can make a difference and bring you the peace that you need. The peace that is past understanding. See, here's the thing about having Jesus on your ship as our clothes. There's peace that comes from God. And then there's peace of God. See, it's not like the peace we experience in this life, like what we call peace. The peace of God belongs to God. The peace from God comes directly to you. And that's why Paul says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7. The lesson this evening I'm trying to get us all to see. Hopefully you encourage to stay in the word, to stay studied up, to be every time you get a chance to be at the place and worship, to hear the word on the call, you take it because you're going to need it. We all going to need it. We're going to need the peace that comes from you because there are some things that's going to happen that only Jesus can say, peace, be still. I hope you're on the call this evening. If you're on the call this evening, you've been encouraged, if you're a Christian, to just be more into study, to keep the Lord in your life, to realize he's still in control. And maybe somebody going through something really difficult right now. But this lesson I'm teaching you this evening is this. Keep the Lord first in your life and he can bring peace to your situation. If you're on call today and you're not a Christian, Jesus wants you to be at peace in your relationship with him. And the Bible says, in Colossians 1:20, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether it be things in earth or things in heaven. The peace that comes from God starts with us believing that Jesus shed the blood after suffering such a horrible treatment. He went to the cross, shed the blood that would take away what would separate us from God, that would take that peace from us, which is sin, and reconcile it, bringing us back into a relationship with Jesus. It's the blood of the cross. And if you want to call the sin, and you believe in Jesus, and you believe he died for your sins according to the scripture, just remember, without the blood, Hebrews 9:22, there will be no remission of sins. Without the shedding of the blood of the cross has been shed so that Jesus can peacefully come into your life and sin can be washed away. You said, Brother Prince, what are you saying? I'm saying you've got to be born again of the water and the Spirit. You have to believe Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross. Shed it the blood. Wash your sins away. If you believe it, that's a step. Step one, you got to hear about it. I told you about it. You got to believe it, number two. Number three, you've got to repent. You've got to change your ways. And you got to give your life to God to get Jesus on your ship. Sin separates us from him. But if you believe in it, and you got a faith system, Hebrews 11 says, without faith is impossible to him. He that come to God must believe that he is rewarded of them that diligently seek him. If you're seeking him, you've been diligently seeking the Lord. You've heard the truth today. Why don't you obey? Why don't you repent? Be willing to make a confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God before me. And then be baptized as commanded by Jesus in Mark 16:15-16. As taught by Peter in Acts 2:38, baptism and remission. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Now, then the Lord adds you to the church, which is that old Zion, ship of Zion. And you're now on the ship that takes you to heaven, the Lord's church. And in that ship, on that ship, is the Jesus the Christ. And I would say to all of us, to let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you all call into one body, talking about the church, and be ye thankful. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15. If you want to call this seat, and you need this peace, you need this development of your faith, you need the Lord in your life, wouldn't you respond by hitting 5-star on your phone? And then when you hit 5-star, we will respond to you. If wherever you are, we help you get baptized. We'll help you no matter where you are on this little audience, because we want you to experience Jesus on your ship of life. And everyone on the ship, don't ever leave the ship. Talk about the church. Don't never, ever leave the church. You're going to need the Lord. And if you need him, then you're going to need him in your life. So stay in the church. Keep the Lord in your life. And God will bring you through. If you're on a call to see, then you're a Christian. You follow by the wayside. So you can be at peace again with God. Repent of your sins. Just ask God to forgive you. Make your confession if you need to, so that God can calm some of the storms you're going through. Some of the storms we go through last long, because we have not kept the Lord on the ship. When Jesus is on your ship, he can always say, peace, be still. Hope you enjoyed the lesson. If you want to respond, hit 5-star on your phone. As together we sing, the song of encouragement.